Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans. And to help us break that down, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in former NFL tight end and former Atlanta Falcon tight end as well, Jacob Tamey. Jacob, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Jacob, you were teammates with Julio in 2015 and 2016 in Atlanta. Just your initial thoughts on this deal to send Julio to the Tennessee Titans, and what do you think of this fit for Julio in the Titans offense with Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill already in place?
Well, I tell you, when you say those 2 years, it makes me realize how long ago it was. man, it's been a minute since 2015 and 16, hadn't it? But, I mean, if you're a Titans fan, I don't know how you could possibly, you know, be more excited. You know, putting Julio with Brown and Henry, you know, just exclude Tannehill, although he's done a really nice job. But I don't care who the quarterback is. I mean, when you've got Derrick Henry, you've got Brown on one side, and you got Julio on the other, man, I mean, it's – I'll tell you, you know, Julio was – probably not. There's no probably. Julio was the best athlete I ever played with, and you know, I played 9 years with a lot of good teams. Went to 3 different Super Bowls. Julio was the best athlete I ever played with, and I think that offense with those three guys together, that's exciting.
Jacob, the Titans, as they were kind of looking at this possible trade, did a lot of, you know, calling around, obviously trying to see how Julio would fit in the locker room and things like that. What can you tell us about Julio as a guy, as a teammate? How do you think that will go here?
I loved Julio. You know, Julio is a friend. Julio was, to be as great of an athlete as he was, to be as big of a star as he was, you know, I played 7 years with Peyton, and I think, you know, in Indy and in Denver, and left him to go to Atlanta with Matt and with Julio and those guys. I think Julio was, you know, that combination of star power and great teammate. The only person that I would put, you know, ahead of him or with him in that would be Peyton Manning. Because Julio really was, he was a straight up take care of business. I'm going to do my job, do my part, and everybody else do the same thing. He practiced hard. He played hard. He was willing to sacrifice for his teammates. And you don't always get that in your stars, you know? So I loved playing with the guy and really respected him as a teammate and as a locker room guy. He's not the biggest talker. You know, he's relatively quiet in the locker room. But not in a bad way. In a good teammate, take care of business, worker kind of way.
So, Jacob, with that in mind, I mean, obviously, with your time in Atlanta with Julio, he was incredibly productive. He was the best wide receiver in the league. And now he comes into a situation where, as we talked about, A.J. Brown is here, Derrick Henry is here, and Julio is 32, coming off a year where injuries were plaguing him a little bit last year in Atlanta. As you watch Julio play now, as you factor in his age as well, what do you think the Titans are getting? What do you think Julio has left in the tank as he comes here now to Tennessee?
Well, that's a question. I don't really have an answer to. I don't know. But I'll know this. You know, 5-6 years ago when I was playing with him, we had a moment where I thought, man, this guy may never age. And obviously everybody does at some point. But one off season we went to Miami for a couple days and did workouts. Matt kind of organized it and a bunch of receivers, tight ends went down there. And we spent a few nights down there and went to the high school and worked out. And we rode the bus to the high school, and it was probably like a 45-minute bus ride. I mean, we were like, you know, downtown Miami out to this high school. So it's 45 minutes. We get off the bus, and I go sit down, and I start stretching. You know, I mean, I need at least a solid 15 minutes to get loose here, maybe 20, 25. I got a little warm-up we need to go through. And I remember sitting on the turf, stretching, and watching Julio get off the bus. And he already had his cleats laced up. And I swear, He came off the bus straight into a deep post. He jogged off the bus steps, turned around onto the turf, and ran a deep post. And I thought, I just remember thinking, just looking at him right that day and being like, man, what an athlete. Like, what a unbelievable athlete this guy is. So, you know, as far as where that stands right now, it's impossible for me to say. But I tell you, you know, he's got a chance to go as long as anybody, you know, as anybody could. He's got as good a chance to go as long with his career as anybody I've ever been around.
Jacob, what do you think about this from the Falcons' perspective and how kind of that all went down? You know, I guess apparently he had no idea, you know, that he was on the air with the interview, you know, when he did the phone, or was Sharp there. But then obviously, I guess it's kind of been a few years in the coming between the Falcons and Julio as well. And what do you think about, you know, Arthur Smith in as a head coach of the Falcons in the new direction?
Yeah, you know, obviously I still got some friends in Atlanta and keep up with the team. And, you know, I'm not saying it's sad, I guess, but it's tough. You know, you see things, you know, Dan Quinn's a good friend of mine, and obviously we had some really good years there. And then to see that kind of deteriorate was no fun. And then to see, you know, the situation with Julio get to where, you know, but that's kind of how organizations, it's kind of how they evolve, you know. I mean, it happens everywhere with everything. It happened with Peyton and Indy, and there's no bad blood there. Just, you know, hey, Peyton Manning got cut, though, man. He got cut. Like, you know, it's crazy. So thinking about the Falcons moving forward, obviously rooting for them, you know, don't know enough details about the culture and everything there right now to step in. Actually, I do investment management and had a Zoom and did some educational stuff with some of their guys the other day. But other than that, you know, I'm not in that locker room right now to know the culture, but certainly rooting for them moving forward, and it'd be fun to watch with Arthur Smith.
Former NFL tight end Jacob Tammy on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jacob, you mentioned Julio and his work ethic and the way he goes about handling his business in the locker room, just the day-to-day interactions with Julio Jones and him trying to improve his craft, even still at his age, on the field. What sort of teammate do you think the Titans are getting? And how would you kind of describe his work ethic and the way that Julio goes about approaching his business?
So here's how I would describe it. My first year in Indy, I played several years with Reggie Wayne. I played 1 year with Marvin Harrison. So Marvin Harrison never talked to anybody, but he would walk, you know, he had a little sly smile, but he was very, you know, the quietest of quiet.
Okay? Right.
Reggie Wayne was not as quiet, but still, you know, a little more talkative. But he'd take care of his business. Like, Reggie was going to make sure that Reggie was ready, period. Okay? No one had to worry about Reggie being ready. And I would say Julio, like, personality-wise, is probably somewhere right in between those two. You know, he's a quiet guy in the locker room, like I said, but he also will speak up if something needs to be said. He'll lead by example out there in practice. Julio's going to make sure that Julio is ready. He's going to be an asset to the other receivers. You know, I mean, I saw him time and time again helping other receivers with technique things, how to think about the position, how to think about, well, something the defense was doing, working with the quarterback. I mean, you know, you're getting a great teammate from that perspective.
Jacob, I got to ask you, your Kentucky Wildcats, what have you thought of the job Stoops has done there? Could you imagine that this program would get where it is right now?
You know, I'll tell you what, I actually saw Mark yesterday, and I'm so excited about the team this year. You know, Mark's done a fantastic job. The recruiting that we're doing, I saw a little headline yesterday. Maybe this upcoming 2022 class, maybe it's like 13th in the country right now. And of course, those things move a lot, but they're signing some real dudes, and have been for a couple years now. And I think the program's at a spot where, but look, I mean, we all know what the SEC is, right? And you can sit here and be optimistic all the time about your potential to really compete in the East. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit optimistic, you know. So, got to get the quarterback position figured out and see who's going to really be the guy there. But there's been they've been putting a ton of guys into the league, and I'm talking about big-time draft picks, right? And I think kids are seeing that, and I think they're seeing the way the team's been playing in spurts, hopefully it'll be a really fun year to be a Wildcat fan.
Jacob, last thing for you here, and some people have made a big deal about this, especially from a national perspective of Julio Jones coming in and having the split targets with A.J. Brown and the workload that Derrick Henry has as well. How do you think Julio Jones will handle kind of a new role coming in and maybe being, you know, 1B instead of, you know, the absolute guy in Atlanta like he was with A.J. Brown? How do you think he goes about kind of splitting targets with A.J. Brown? How do you think he handles that?
I never once saw or heard Julio Jones be upset about not getting enough targets. We played some games in Atlanta where, I'm telling you, I've never seen a player impact the defense so much. I mean, my last season, before I blew out my shoulder, I was on pace to have my best season ever. Catches, touchdowns, all that stuff. Well, I was playing good and doing my role, but I mean, I'd be lying to you if a big part of that wasn't because I was playing with Julio Jones, man. The guy was just a total distraction to the entire defense. And so sometimes when you are that guy, it limits you a little bit. And maybe he's not that, you know, in Tennessee. Maybe Brown and with the three of them together, I mean, Henry, Brown, and Julio, it's going to be really interesting to see what defenses do. And you know, again, I mean, to kind of belabor the point, but I really don't think he's a guy that's gonna be a problem in that way. He's a guy that's a team player, and it's going to be a fit for defenses trying to figure out which one of those three they want to stop.
Well, Jacob, it's been great to have you on with us. We appreciate your perspective. Great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jacob Tammy, former NFL tight end, teammates with Julio Jones in 2015 and 2016 with the Atlanta Falcons. Some very, very interesting stuff there from Jacob Tammy. We'll react to that when we come back. Take your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.